2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 and 15 read, "But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you've been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus." Hello, and welcome back to Think This Way. This is the podcast of Faith Bible Church. I am the host, Pastor Bryce. And we this quarter have the absolute privilege of talking about the Bible. That is our quarterly focus. In our ACE, or Adult Christian Education here, we've been focused on the promises of the Bible. But what we've been doing on the podcast, and this is a little bit new, is we're trying to take a passage of Scripture, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14, 15, 16, 17, verse 16 being the most popular. You may have it memorized. But we're taking that section of Scripture and just using the different phrases and statements in that passage as a launching point for talking about the Bible. That's what we've been doing. The passage I just read there in 2 Timothy 3, it was 14 and 15, leading up to 16 and 17. It's Paul talking to Timothy and telling him how from childhood you've been acquainted with the sacred writings. That's what I want to focus on in the next few minutes. The sacred writings. I've titled this episode, The Sacred Old Testament. Why the Old Testament, you ask? Well, let me explain that to you. It is because when we encounter Bible passages in the Bible that talk about Scripture itself, so when the Bible talks about itself, usually we take that as New Covenant believers to be referring to the whole Bible. When David says, "Oh, how I love your law," he did not have the New Testament, but it's common for us to just expand from whatever he had to the whole Bible. And I think that's very appropriate. I think that is completely valid. What's true of one part of Scripture is true of all of it. So you can still hold on to those beautiful passages of Scripture where the Bible talks about itself. Yes, you can apply that to the entire Bible, all 66 books, the two testaments. They are all like in nature. However, this is what's really interesting. When you find, even in the New Testament, references to Scripture, pretty much every single time, it is a reference only to the Old Testament, not to the New. And so the example of that is what we have right here in our passage. When Paul tells Timothy that from childhood he's been acquainted with the sacred writings, that's Scripture. But it's not all of Scripture, because he did not yet have the New Testament It's not all of Scripture because he did not yet have the New Testament except for 2 Timothy. He certainly had 2 Timothy and 1 Timothy, I guess. And who knows if he had one of the Gospels, perhaps. We don't know. But he was not referring to the New, but rather the sacred writings that he grew up being acquainted with. That was the Old Testament. That is the Bible speaking very highly of the Old Testament, calling it sacred writings. When we get to verse 16 and we read, "All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable," again, because Scripture is Scripture, Old and New Testament, it's the same in its nature. Therefore, you can apply that passage to the whole Bible, and you should. However, when Paul wrote that to Timothy, he primarily had the Old Testament in view. That was all Scripture. All the Old Testament is breathed out by God, and it's profitable, and it prepares us, equips us, makes us complete and ready for every good work. If you go to the Old Testament, of course, it's not referring to the New. It's referring to itself, Old Testament. Think of Psalm chapter 1. "Blessed is the man." And you go down and he says, "whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night." That is the law of the Lord. That is a reference to the Old Testament, perhaps to a portion of the Old Testament. There was the law, the Mosaic law, but that was also used of the first five books: Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. And sometimes by extension from that, perhaps the whole of the Old Testament was in reference, or whatever was written up to that point. So, "blessed is the man delighting in the law of the Lord and meditating on it day and night." We take that as a reference to the person meditating on all of Scripture, and for us even, especially the New Testament. But it is so interesting to observe that in the Bible itself, all the high praises heaped upon the scriptures are heaped almost uniformly upon the Old Testament. And that was just a chronological necessity, because the New Testament, once it was written, that's the end of the histories that we have in the Bible. But it is really remarkable that the early Christians in no way minimize the usefulness of the Old Testament, even though that's something that today we're especially tempted to do. I don't know that any of us would do it explicitly, but it is easy to put our primary emphasis on the New Testament, which I think that's appropriate. The New Testament helps us even understand the Old, so good. But I think sometimes in our minds there can be a sense that the Old Testament is less important, less relevant, maybe not even quite necessary. There were some temptations in that direction in the early church. There was a heresy led by a Marcion. He believed that the God of the Old Testament was a different God from the God of the New Testament. So he just basically threw away the Old Testament. And throughout the history of the church, there have been different groups that have done something rather similar. But we can see from the way the Bible refers to the Old Testament, it is sacred writings. I hope for all of us that we have a very high view of Scripture, and that's not just the New Testament. When you read the Old Testament, even when you are reading a genealogy, that is a part of the sacred writings. That is a part of what is breathed out by God. That list of names, now it may be difficult because it doesn't seem immediately relevant to you, but see, sorry, you're not that important. I mean that in the best possible way. You and I are not the main point of the Bible. And it's helpful to read the Bible in that way and realize these genealogies are incredibly important, even though it's difficult sometimes to discern their immediate relevance to us. But see, that is not a criteria by which we judge the Bible. Those genealogies need to be there. And God has very specific reasons for having them there. That's true of all the descriptions of the sacrifices, the double description in Exodus of the tabernacle, what it will be, and then the building of it, the length and width and height of the ark that Noah builds. Those things which, again, they don't always seem as immediately relevant to us, and there is a sense in which that's true of the whole Old Testament for us as New Covenant believers. Not all of the Old Testament is directly relevant to us. You have to interpret it, discern what is God telling us about his character, about his unchanging ways or moral requirements. You have to discern that. There is an extra step in reading the Old Testament there. Whereas many of the New Testament letters, for example, they are written to believers in our exact circumstance, pretty much, New Covenant believers. And it's much easier to take them directly. But see, that doesn't mean one's more important than the other. It means you have to put more work into one over the other. That's important to keep in your mind. So I hope for all of us, as we think about the Bible, we will view the Old Testament as the sacred writings. If you've started a Bible reading plan this year, if you're doing the one here at church, you're just reading the Old Testament. So that's a great way to put into practice what we're talking about. If you're reading anything chronological or straight through the Bible kind of reading plan, you're in the Old Testament. If you're losing heart in those early books, I hope you won't lose heart. Keep at it. God has very specific reasons for putting there. I often think that the Old Testament is what adds color and texture to the New. So you've got to do the hard work of reading the Old Testament. Don't feel like you have to understand everything your first read through. Don't be frustrated. Don't lose heart. Just keep at it. Trust that God's doing a good work as you're in his word. It may be that in the past, you really hadn't touched the Old Testament much because it was so hard to figure out what's going on in it. It may be that you thought the Old Testament wasn't that important. Isn't it just genealogies and descriptions of sacrifices? Whatever the case in the past might have been, may God help us all now to think this way.